Hello, Podlers. Coming up, we're joined by Professor Brian Cox.
Well, I think it's a very engaging feature. And we will see all of the snapes forming, much like the star-forming areas in the Milky Way galaxy. And to think that once this is done, it will be transmitted, and in 40 minutes' time, it will have reached Mars.
Sort of. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You know, I was just thinking, in years and years to come, when historians look back on the year 2024, they're going to focus on two huge events. One will be the reunion of Oasis, the world's greatest rock and roll band. And the second will probably be the Big Wix event.
Up there.
Yeah, they'll literally jot down on those. They won't use paper anymore. They'll use those little screens that are like paper, but use like a stylus.
Yes. Yeah.
And they'll jot down from tiles to flooring, doors, kitchens, bathrooms and more. Wix had everything you need to help you start your next home improvement project. People shopped the Big Wix event in store and online.
They did,
there were stores back then. That was when we had stores here on Earth.
What a time it was.
It really was. So that's what they'll be talking about. And I think they'd also want to focus in on the fact that we used to celebrate the Big Wix event like only we knew how, which was via giving you a gift card worth £250, which is worth nothing in the future. But now, in 2024, it's a lot of money.
Yes.
It can get you a lot of doors and flooring and tiles. And we're going to play Geary or gift cards. There'll be a whole different subsection on Anna Geary. I'm not even going into that.
Yeah.
So, Matt, how does this work?
Yeah, this is where we celebrate the life and times of Anna Geary with her soundboard. And we have six audio doors
We've
for our
got
listeners
new
to
audio
open. Yes, they keep on coming. Behind five of the doors is Anna Geary with one of her classic catchphrases, shall we say. And behind one is the gift card. Two callers will come to air, take it in turns to pick an audio door. The first person to find the gift card instead of Geary will win. It's as simple as that, my Geary girl.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt. So, as Matt says, we are looking for two of you to play next live on air.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We're celebrating the big old Wix event by giving you a chance to win a gift card worth £250 to spend in Wix, or you can spend it online as we play Gift Card or Geary. I've got six audio doors before me. One has a Wix gift card worth £250 behind it. The other... the others are just full of iconic quotes from our newsreader and friend, Anna Geary. And hoping to find the gift card online one, we have Stuart. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Stuart, hello. Hi, welcome Stuart. Along to the show. Stuart loves Absolute 80s and a bit of Absolute Radio 90s as well. Online two, we have Simon. Hello there, Simon.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, the team.
Simon, hello. Great having you on the show. Simon also likes a bit of 80s. Simon, this is Stuart. Stuart, this is Simon.
Nice to meet you,
Simon.
Okay,
morning.
Stuart, you were selected at random first, so you're going first. It's time to pick a door. One, two, three, four, five, or six. What are you going for?
Number three, please, Dave.
Number three. Let's open door number three and find out if it's gift card. Or Geary.
Fake news.
Oh, it was Geary, I'm afraid. So door number three is gone. Simon, what are you opting for?
Number four, please.
Number four. Is door number four gift card or Geary? It's time to find out.
I'm visibly mortified.
Oh, it's Geary again. Stuart, back to you. What's it to be?
Number two, please, Dave.
Number two. Let's see if it's gift card or Geary.
Absolute Radio.
Oh, no. One of the best.
That's the worst.
One of the all-time
great
clips. That
was your Morrissey impression, wasn't it?
Yeah. Lest we forget, of course, that was Morrissey, who did sue, who successfully sued that.
Very litigious man, yeah.
Okay, Stuart, it is... Oh, Simon, it's over to you now. Door one, five or six, that's what's available.
Number five, please.
Number five, Simon. Let's see if it's gift card or Geary.
Wix gift card.
You've done it! Yay! Well done, Simon. Stuart, lovely having you on the show. Thanks for tuning in on 80s and 90s. But Simon, you are the victor. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Shall we have a little listen to what's behind doors one and six?
Yes, please.
Because the listeners always insist we do, so let's get it out of the way now. This is door number one.
I got no clue. Do you know, that was about Blur and Park Life, wasn't it?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what? When I went to choir this week, they said that they might revoke my membership because I didn't get that.
And door number six...
Oh, it's a whale, isn't it?
It's a whale, isn't it? Simon, you picked door number five. That was successful for you. Well done. Enjoy your weekend. As I say, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Nice one. Cheers, Simon. Bye now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Impressionist extraordinaire John Coleshaw is going to be swinging by the studios to meet us all for the first time.
To teach us his ways.
To teach us his ways. Obviously, this is the star of Dead Ringers and, like, Spitting Image. He's a legend.
Yeah.
And he's going to help us do a passable Alan Rickman as Snape in Harry Potter ahead of me playing the audio to my daughter Evie, who is five. I'm either going to do it tonight or tomorrow, and then Monday we'll know who's won the Great British Snape Off with John Coleshaw's help.
Yeah.
We'll also know who's come last and therefore on Tuesday has to dress as Snape, speak as Snape, and go out into public and get me maybe a chicken wrap. That would be lovely. Thanks, Snape. none of us do particularly well at the moment, but John is a pro. He's going to be here in about an hour's time. But right now, well, it's time for Matt Dyson and the social ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there?
I've been drawn in by one of those clickbait headlines on Lad Bible.
Okay.
Again, yeah.
Oh, apparently, again.
Yeah, again, yeah. So apparently we all have the same freckle in a very similar place on our
wrist. How do you not? Oh, sorry. Sorry.
We do, just at the bottom of your arm where it meets your hand. That's where the wrist is. A little freckle in the middle of there. People are calling themselves freckle buddies, apparently.
Oh, yeah, palm side or back of hand?
No, back
side.
Of hand. Back of hand.
Back
freckle
of the hand.
In the just around the wrist area.
I've got one, yeah.
Have you got one?
My left hand, yeah.
Oh, well, that's very clear. Yeah, you're one of the freckle gang.
Oh, have I got any freckle buddies amongst the team?
I don't think I have.
I can't work
out.
You're too hairy. We literally have to shave Matt to find out if he had a freckle. Will you be my freckle buddy? I'll have to shave you first.
I can't go through all that manscaping just to be a freckle buddy.
What if it's like the China Zoo story? We shave you and it turned out you were just a dog all along.
I start panting and barking.
You've been panting on air for years, to be fair.
Just barking. That's all that is.
Anna, have you got...
I can't tell. Sorry. Left or right?
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter. It can be either side.
You can still be in the gang.
You can still be a freckle buddy if you've got one on either side.
And it's dead centre of the arm.
Dead centre. I've got it right there.
Because Dave's got a perfect example of it.
Well, as always, I'm a perfect physical specimen. I mean,
there's someone with loads of freckles.
Not in the one place I don't have them. Me too, Not in the centre.
Okay, so it turns out there's not much truth in it.
So does that mean...
You'll be talking about it later.
That makes me a freckle loner.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You've got no freckle buddies.
Hello. You're all buddies and I'm just sat here on my own.
So you're saying the article should be there's one guy with a freckle on his arm.
If you know him, turn him into the police immediately.
Yeah. Oh, what a shame. Let's move on, shall we? A palate cleanser.
Oh, please do. I'm just going to sit here and stare at my hand longingly.
The return.
I might draw some hair on him and a little face and stuff.
Yeah, there he is. It's a lovely freckle. Don't be too down about
Bless
it.
You.
The return of K.S. Rhodes. Remember this guy does Dad's Favourite Jams by his... Kids' Favourite Jams by Dad's Favourite Band.
Yes.
So he's done loads of different ones over the past few years. And he's finally back and he's done Beck singing I'm a Little Teapot.
Wow.
If you can imagine such a thing, imagine no longer. Here he is.
I'm a little teapot, short as God. I'm a little man jacket with Easter Bunny headphones.
He's so good.
Easter Bunny headphones.
Not AI, he's actually doing
this
stuff.
He's a real man. And the videos are amazing. Taxi driver with the pro. Here comes the chorus.
And all the mites in the mall get down with Sabaro. Must be the Parmesan.
Must be the Parmesan.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? What an excellent return to form for
amazing,
Beck.
Amazing, amazing work.
He has no freckle on his wrist.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We are creeping closer and closer to a big date in all our diaries, and that date is Sunday the 17th of November, because we are back at the London Palladium for radio's biggest night of live comedy. I've just added Judy Love to the lineup, BAFTA nominated Judy Love, no less. She's going to be joining our co-hosts, Matt Ford and John Richardson, along with Susie Ruffle. The one and only Glenn Moore's going to be taken to that stage. And Josh Widdicombe as well. Now, all the money raised from ticket sales will be going to a very good cause, the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital Charity. This is the charity that literally helps save the life of our friend and stablemate, Matt Ford. You can get your tickets now on our website, absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. Plus, note this, I have two more names to add to the lineup. All will be revealed. You will not be disappointed. Glenn, I know you've done it before, but how does it feel to play the London Palladium?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's such a nice room. It should be... It's nice because, even though it's massive, they sort of stack everyone up so you can just see every single person's face, which sounds like it's terrifying, but it is actually nice. Yeah. There's no bad seat in the Palladium. Right. Everyone's got a perfect seat. Yeah.
I know you. I know you. Yeah. Okay, so Glenn is going to be taken to the stage. There are so many other brilliant, accomplished comedians. As I say, get your tickets now, absoluteradio.co.uk. So, Glenn, very much it seems you're looking forward to this.
Yes.
You're not nervous about it. Mm. People would have noticed you weren't on air yesterday. Mm-hmm. When it comes to being nervous about appearing on certain things, it probably doesn't get any worse than this.
I don't.
Oh, that music.
Glenn's just wet himself live in the studio.
I'm getting out.
So, Glenn, yesterday you agreed to film an episode of Mastermind.
Yes.
What are we allowed to talk about and what's off limits?
Can't say what the result was. Can say specialist subject, who I was on with, where it was. What my name is. Just basic information.
All the good stuff except for how
so
you
did. I sat in Britain's scariest chair yesterday with these specialist
subjects. Did it feel scary when you're in the room with it?
It
does
is
it have
so
like a life
scarier.
Of its own?
It's so much scarier because like it's in pitch black and then there's just a single spotlight on it, like the beginning of Mr.
Oh,
B.
Yeah, of course,
So my specialist subject was the films of Paul Thomas Anderson, who is the a film director. So he did like There'll Be Blood, more recently Licorice Pizza, stuff like the Tom Cruise film Magnolia, Boogie Nights. I basically chose him because he's only got 9 films. And I thought, that would be easy. And then as soon as I started watching them for revision, I realised that all his films are minimum 3 hours long. It's just very terrifying. So I was on with Suzanne from Hearsay, my friend B.T. Edmondson, and then John Kay, the BBC presenter, who especially the subject was The Young Ones, which is really weird because B.T. Edmondson is the daughter of Ade Edmondson.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, of course!
Yeah, it'd be weird if you're, like, you're going on a show and go, my specialist subject is your dad. But it was fun. It was terrifying, obviously. But the nice thing about the charity version of Mastermind is that all the charities get the same amount of money, regardless of who wins or who loses. I find it such a weird thing about charity game shows sometimes, where they're sort of like, unfortunately, the people in need will not be getting the money because you didn't know the capital of Bolivia.
You let them all down.
It's all the pressure on your shoulders. Do we know when people will be able to see it, Glenn? Do you know
sometime between like November and February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Exciting times ahead. We'll find out how Glenmore got on when he took part in Mastermind. As I say, though, well, you can do some good for charity. Yes, you can, by buying some tickets to our night of live comedy happening on Sunday the 17th of November at the London Palladium. Head to absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, as promised, it is time for 5 words, 5 grand. Playing this morning, fan of Absolute Radio Country, someone who has matched 5 words out of 5 whilst playing along at home, is Samuel. Good morning, Samuel.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. So, Sam, who did you match 5 words with? Was it Matt, Anna or Glenn?
It was Glenn.
Right,
okay.
So,
impressive.
Would you like to get Glenn on the random player generator?
Yeah, or not too fast, really. They're all brilliant, so I'm not bothered, really.
Oh, that's lovely.
Not many people say that.
No, they don't. No,
no, I really don't.
Really surprising, that, isn't it? Dyson. Geary. Glenn Moore. Come on, be Glenn Moore.
Glenn.
Hey, all right.
Who could possibly be redeeming himself after a dreadful performance on Mastermind? We don't know. We just don't know. Or maybe he's done really, really well.
Only time will tell.
I'm trying to get it out of him, but he won't tell me. Okay, cheers, Glenn. See you in a bit. Okay, Samuel, the time has come for me to give you five words. I need you to say the first word that pops into that brain of yours, or, of course, the word you think that Glenn's most likely to give. Of course, his nickname here is the Method Man, and you have matched five words with him before, which is just dandy. So good luck to you, because then Glenn's going to come back into the room. I'll give him the same five words. If he says the same as you, we can give you £5,000. You get spending at the weekend, which will be nice. Whew, here we go. Samuel, what is the first word that comes to mind when I say ice? I-C-E, ice.
Bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or cues.
Quite swanky, in a way.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
You're popping corks over there, Samuel.
First thing that came into my head was ice, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're relieved you got Glenn, aren't you? Okay, up next. Light. L-I-G-H-T. Light.
Bulb.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, it's an interesting one. I don't think we've ever had this on five words before. What's the first word that comes to mind when I say triangle?
Bloody hell.
Family show, Samuel. Yeah, deep breath, my friend. That's okay. It's fine. It's fine. We're all adults here, except for many of the people listening who are children.
I'm not an adult either.
No, or Anna, of course. And I'm quite childish. And Matt, yeah. None of us are adults here. Okay. So just try.
And he's Glenn.
Just watch the potty mouth. Yeah. Okay. That's all I'm saying. But what's the first word that comes to mind when I say triangle? It is a tricky one.
Triangle square.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much.
Bermuda?
Yeah, but it's not following the method, though, is it? So Glenn will
take that. You're not following the method, are you? See, I told you we were all adults here. Right, your penultimate word is wire. W-I-R-E. Wire.
Wool.
Wool.
Yeah.
Yes, good.
Says wall the same way I say wall.
Yeah, man, yeah. That's why.
Well, do you want us to decorate the wall, or is he making a jumper out of it? And finally, the word is finance.
Expert.
It's good. You've done well. Tough words.
Do you know what? That's one of the toughest sets we've had in recent months. I mean, really, you've handled that brilliantly, Samuel. So be patient. Wait right there. Rest assured, Glenn is in play. Next.
£5,000. Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio.
So Glenn is back in the studio. Samuel, you can't say anything about the words you gave me, otherwise we're null and void here. But I think it's fair to say for both of you ahead of this, it's one of the trickier sets of words we've had. Yeah. I don't know if Anna and Matt are in agreement with that,
definitely.
But it was tough. And you did very well. You put a good account of yourself forward, Samuel. So let's see if Glenn can do the same and we can win you the money. Mm-hmm. As we begin with the word I-C-E, ice.
Cube.
Yeah.
Cream.
No.
Baby.
This is how we're
friends, you know,
because I said that.
Anna is thrilled. It's ice bucket.
Yeah. Ice bucket.
Yeah, which is good. Samuel, sorry, you've not won the money today. We'll do the remaining words anyway, because I'm fascinated to see how this plays out. What have you got for light? L-I-G-H-T. Bulb. Correct. Yes. Triangle?
Oh,
I know, right?
Circle.
Square.
Tap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, 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 yeah. Wire.
Tap.
Wool.
Oh.
Finance.
Advisor.
Expert.
Oh, no. So it was an incredibly tough set on a Friday morning. As I say, Sam, you gave a great account of yourself. Thank you so much for tuning into the show on Country.
No problem.
We'll speak to you real soon. This means it is 1 out of 5 on 5 words, 5 grand, and therefore we go again on Monday morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as many of you will be aware, I am trying my very best to do something even passable as an Alan Rickman as Snape in Harry Potter. I just want to do it to make my 5-year-old daughter happy, because Snape from the Harry Potter movie franchise is her favourite thing in the world right now. And as her dad, it's quite difficult to say out loud, let me tell you. And now we are joined, dropping by for a cup of tea and hopefully to help us, a guy who heard a little bit of our adventure and in his professional capacity realised that we desperately needed some help. So please welcome none other than actor, comedian, writer and impressionist. He is the voice behind Dead Ringers, the legendary Spitting Image, and now he's the Paul Hollywood of the great British Snape off. It's the one and only John Coleshaw, everybody. Yeah.
Hello there, Dave. Hello.
Hey, John.
Hello. Nice to see you.
Oh, we are not worthy, but we need your help. We really do.
Right.
So I'm trying to perfect the perfect Snape.
Yeah.
We're all going to try and give it a go, because Evie will ultimately be judging who she thinks is the best and the worst. So we're going to get to that in a little bit. But first, exciting times ahead, because you're on tour next year with Imposter Syndrome. So first, what a great name. And secondly, what's the show based around and which famous folk will you be tackling on the tour?
Yes, it's a stand-up show that I'll be sort of from February to May next year. A lot of it will depend on who is topical at the time.
Of course, yeah.
We start off with the politicians, get them out of the way. So I suppose, Mr. Starmer will be there, who, you know, he's one that's just still under scrutiny at the moment.
I think, you know, have a sort of tennis ball-sized lump of blue tack in your throat.
Oh.
And sort of be very cautious.
Yes.
And very clenched fists. And be rather turgid, as though you're made of compressed papier-mâché.
It's quite interesting hearing it on the headphones, actually.
Yeah. Does it sound as good as you hope it does?
That's all right for now.
Okay, well, it sounded good to us. Let me tell you, John. I mean, how do you prepare for tours like this? Is it a case of, it's interesting to see you kind of workshop yourself, really, on The Breakfast Show live. Is there like, I'll do an hour on this person, then I'll give them an hour, but I only need to do 20 minutes on this person because I've got them nailed or I've used them before, whoever it may be. Does it work like that?
A little bit like that, yes. Okay. A show sort of falls into chapters. You have the politicians and, you know, the American presidents, all of that.
That's where you'll have the Donald. That's where you'll have Joe Biden, who's a great way to do Joe Biden. I enjoy having him perform the lyrics from Birdhouse in Your Soul, They Might Be Giants.
Yeah, that's
nice. I'm your only friend. I'm not your only friend, but I'm a little glowing friend. But really, I'm not actually your friend, but I am.
That's a great sleepy joke.
Oh, that's lovely. Does the kind of voice come before the writing of the comedy? Will you hear somebody and go, fantastic, I've got the bit, I've got the Birdhouse in Your Soul bit, because that's the perfect voice for that?
Yes, you'll have little ideas in your heads, little snapshots, little light bulbs. Sometimes usually the more surreal, the better. And they'll fit together. And I do like a little bit of surreal. You never know what you'll notice first.
Okay.
It might be the voice, or it might be a mannerism.
Yeah.
With someone like Simon Cowell, for instance, you know, very close to the mic, a choppy hand gesture, that sort of arrogance, you know, he's sort of like doffing a cap that isn't there, probably to himself, but there you go, I'm just being honest. You never know what you'll notice first.
Brilliant. John, please do hang around. Up next, I want to find out, as I know everyone listening to this will want to know, yeah, some of your favourite people to do.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. Impressionist extraordinaire John Coleshaw is here helping us with the great British Snape Off. But right now, John, as I say, you know, maybe not just now with the tour coming up, but throughout your career, who are some of your favourite people to do?
Wow. Thinking back to when I was starting out,
I think Frank Bruno, you know, a very lovable personality, you know.
Although Eubank is a very quintessential character, yeah, with thoughtfulness.
I mean, I think every person's given Chris Eubank a go, haven't they? Yeah. At some point. Not so successfully, may I add, but very good. Very, very good.
Boxers are always great, great characters.
You know, Tyson Fury, I love the way that he'll call American boxers a dosser. He's a dosser. He's a gap-toothed, frightened little rabbit. He's a dosser.
And you have the likes of Deontay Wilder going, what, a darther?
I don't even know what a darther is. Well, if a darther's good, then I'm it.
I must ask you, John, what do you think someone like, say, Professor Brian Cox would think of this breakfast show and the Great British Snape Off as part of it?
Well, I think it's a very engaging feature. And we will see all of the snakes forming. Much like the star-forming areas in the Milky Way galaxy. And to think that once this is done, it will be transmitted. And in 40 minutes' time, it will have reached Mars.
David Bowie think of this breakfast show and the Snape Off?
You know, a piece of work is never finished until the audience come in and, you know, you get that effect and you get that interaction and it's always unique. You can never second guess an audience.
I seem to remember Ozzy Osbourne saying a similar
thing. I was just happy to turn up in the right theatre and just take it from there.
That was my
favourite from Dead Ringers. Amazing. I think he would think it was a very worthy idea.
Oh my goodness, this is my favourite ever breakfast show. This is incredible.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. Popping by for a cup of tea, John Coleshaw, impressionist extraordinaire. John is here because he listens to the show and he could tell that we really needed his help with nailing an Alan Rickman as Snape from Harry Potter impression. I'm doing this to please my five-year-old daughter. John, this is the little bit of audio we've kind of been working off.
Turn to page 394.
Oh, fantastic. Now, yes. I've tried it. I mean, an iconic speaking voice, one of the great actors of our time, of course. And I love that my daughter loves Snape. You know, I like that I'm raising this little emo kid. but I've tried it. I sound like Janet Street Porter was one big piece of feedback, wasn't it? Kenneth Williams was another. I often just stray into being Bane from Batman. So where am I going wrong, and what should we all be doing?
Well, I wonder how much have you actually listened to some clips at the moment? Because it's always worth doing that for quite some time. Really go into the listening mode for as long as you possibly can, and then go into a bit of a mode of listen, repeat, to just see where you can sync it. And then another important thing, after having done that for a while, leave it. Let your subconscious brain sort it out. And then when you come back to it again and do a bit more listening, a bit more repeating and so on, you'll find it's soaked in a bit. And so lots of listening is the key. Spend your time in the workshop, spend your time looking under the bonnet in scrutinising mode.
Yeah.
And of course, with the great Alan Rickman, and especially how he characterised Snape, he gives all the nuances, all the instantly recognisable.
Yeah.
That kind of. But yes, you do often go to other voices first. And yes, Kenneth Williams and Janet Street Porter, those tones would be there.
I told you John had been listening.
Maybe a sort of malevolent, a malevolent Captain Mannering from Dad's Army. But it's really down here. It's keep it very close, Mike. And just that kind of close mic and a little bit of the sinister, but, you know.
Okay.
But lots of listening and repeating.
Yeah, so the problem with that is my teachers at school, my wife, they've all accused me at one point of not listening. So that's an issue. Plus, we've got to record them in about an hour's time.
Okay.
you know. So are there any quick fixes, John? I'm not saying about you and your brilliance, but are there any quick fixes for four amateur Muppets like us guys?
Cheats. Yeah.
Well, just practice the specific lines that you're going to need to do.
Okay.
And just stick with those. And really remember the resonance and that kind of... Yes. Maybe a bit too closed mouth there.
You sound like the sausages dog.
It's kind of, right. Although it sounds very fixed,
yeah.
It's very flowing. The mouth movement would be quite. Yes. Ah, there we are. Now, that was a little step up there.
Okay.
That was a nudge forward, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, well, so, as I say, ultimately my five-year-old daughter's going to be the judge, but I've just thought of this, and you're not going to thank me. We're all going to have a go now, and John's going to judge us. I'm going to go first. We'll just do the little 3 seconds.
And as you do it, imagine Snape and Alan Rickman in your mind's eye and try to make the sound match what you're seeing.
Okay.
That'll be the key, I think.
Okay, here we go. Thank you, John. Here we go.
Turn to page 394.
Turn to page 394.
That's getting good.
Okay,
that's your best yet. That's probably your best yet.
So I'm retiring. Yeah. I don't really have any pressures.
I mean, I would say already that will get you through. That's passable. A little bit more fluidity. It's like flowing. A sort of an oily, viscous quality.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. I can see the layers coming on with John as well. Matt, viscous, please.
Turn to page 394.
No. It's a Tory politician. I can't remember which one it is. It's someone I've seen. Yeah.
I always get to hate. It's always to hate.
Well, the minister is right to point that out. But what I would say, but there was maybe shades of Michael Gambon in there.
Oh,
there was
a little bit of spotted.
Of course, another Potter character.
Yes, it was very viscous, very oily. Sudden. Remember those key words, yes. Potter.
Okay, so you've heard Matt, you've heard me. John, stay right there because the great British Snape-off is also about Anna and Glenn, who you can see through the glass there. You can hear their attempts next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. John Coleshaw is here giving us some tips on doing a top impression of Alan Rickman as Snape. I've done mine, Matt's done his. Okay, Anna, you ready yourself? Take it away.
Turn to page 394.
Oh, I like that. John, what do we think?
That was excellent. I love the way that it's very far from your own voice. So we can see the leap that you've made there.
Oh, thank you, John. That means a lot.
And finally, Glenn Moore.
Yes. I'd like to hear the clip, please.
Okay, no problem at all.
Turn to page 394.
Turn to page 394.
Oh,
that's
John.
Good.
No,
I've been bested, John's haven't I?
That there, might just be at the top of the leaderboard there, but it's very, very close.
Yeah.
You know, you have that kind of the voice stretches like cheese on the top of a pizza, and you never know when it will. Snap.
Yes.
Just copying John. Like some kid in the playground who's got a cool best mate. I want to be like him. Cheese will snap. Yeah, that's what we said.
But Dave, you're very, very close.
Yeah?
It's, you know, there's a playoff final situation
okay,
here.
Okay, all right.
It'll go to penalties.
Right, okay. And Anna, because taking the biggest leap vocally, you're in third. So at this stage,
losing.
Matt's last.
I'm
Matt is
losing.
Last.
Excellent.
Well, I would say, if I was casting this, I'd give you a Dumbledore.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
You've got a certain, there's a Gambon.
Yeah, they should move away from Gambon.
We would play to that strength.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I think you know, Gambon should be in there, and via you.
Great.
John, thank you so much. This has been one of my favourite breakfast shows to do. It's been absolutely hilarious. It's been really informative as well. And we are really grateful for the tips because, as I say, we're going to be recording these after the show today. Imposter Syndrome, that's your tour.
Yep.
And it starts in February across the UK next year. You can go and get your tickets right now. Just search them out. But please give it up for the one and only John Coleshaw.
Lovely.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Best of luck with the recordings.
Thank
Can't
you,
wait
Matt.
To hear.
Thank
can you
so
do
much.
A Dave?
Yes, now with Dave.
Just while we're here.
While we're here. Can you do a day?
Very often you think of who does a character sound like. Yeah. So you go to the next station along, as you
know.
So
who do we have?
If we start with Pete Song, you know, do the Pete Song thing, and then sort of dial it down and get it across somewhere back to here, a bit more conversational, and then you're sort of in the right kind of area.
I love it.
Would you mind saying you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show as me, please, John?
You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. You've made the right choice.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Thanks, John. What an honour. I mean, that is an honour, isn't it? Adam Coleshaw's done me. Yes.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning, and as promised, the No Repeat Guarantee has been launched, so you can head into your weekend safe in the knowledge that we will not play you the same song twice across the entire network between 9 and 5. And also, get this, Matt Dyson's decided it's time for a social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
I'm getting South Park vibes.
Yes,
please tell me
you're
I'm right.
Too,
am I right?
We went for a phase of having Cartman songs on a Friday to send you into the weekend in a good mood. And I'd sort of forgotten about them for a while, but then Jeff Walker on Instagram sent me one that Fernando Ufre, the creator of the Cartman impressions, has done. And it's Cartman from South Park.
Yeah. Got that, Anna? From South Park.
Doing Take On Me by Aha.
Oh,
yes.
One, two, three.
Oh, he's not even starting to suck already, I love it.
Talking away. I don't know what I'm to say, I'll say it anyway. You got there is not nothing to find you. Shine away. I'll be coming for you guys, okay?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, he's done it!
He's hit the high notes.
I didn't think he was going to get there.
Amazing, amazing stuff.
Carbon Harkin.
So good to have him back. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be singing along with it later. And I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That is it. The Breakfast Show is done and dusted for another day. For another week. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. I just want to say once again a huge thanks to our guest John Coleshaw this morning.
What a lovely gentleman.
John was listening to the show. He heard that we were struggling with our Alan Rickman as Snape impressions, and so took the time to travel down from his homestead to London to give us some tips. And aside from that, he was hilarious.
Yeah. Amazing.
Absolutely hilarious. John Coleshaw did a Dave Berry impression. Dave Berry hates people who talk about themselves in the third person. So thank you to John. It is well worth listening back to the show just for that alone. It is available on demand in the free Rayo app, or the latest edition of the Daily Podcast will shortly be made available. Its name? Cartman Harkett, Will You Be My Freckle Buddy? Leona Graham's up next. I must ask her if she's got a freckle like mine. She's got the tea break trivia for you and the details on how you can win £150,000 on Make Me a Winner. As for us, we'll be back on Monday with the results of the Great British Snape Off. Enjoy your weekends. Stay safe. Stay entertained. Arrivederci.